Okay, this is Shane. How can I help you?
You have a new lead. Press any key to connect.
Hello?
Hello, hi. I got a missed call.
A missed call from whom? You just called us. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, I got a missed call from this number. I wanted to know who called.
What's your name?
Sophia.
I don't think anyone called you. Who are you trying to reach?
No, I'm just returning the call.
No one called. I don't see your number in our system. No one called you. We're a home care agency. Do you need home care?
Yes, I have applied. Yes.
You need home care for yourself?
No, for my mother.
Okay, and where is she located? Where does she live?
In Lansdale.
In which county?
Lansdale, Montgomery.
In Montgomery, okay. And she has Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, do you have the ID so I can take a look?
Yes. Can I be also the caregiver?
Yes, you could be the caregiver.
Okay, let me see if I have the...
Or I could check with their date of birth, social, or...
Okay.
The name.
Date of birth, 02/12/1962.
You said April?
No, 02/12.
Oh, 2/12/1962.
12/1962,
okay. And do you have her social?
Yeah, 12/4/49/41/46.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up her name. Okay, so her name is Mary L. Marcial Romu.
All right.
Yeah, that's her?
Yes.
Okay, great. So she has active Medicaid. Did you reach out to the broker yet, or does she have an assessment yet? Or this
no.
is like the first thing, like the first call you're doing to
exactly.
for this?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I wanted to
know
more information.
Okay, great. So, yes. So, she has active Medicaid, so she is eligible for the home care. So, I'll take her information, and I have assigned a specialist, a enrollment specialist, that will help you with the process. And she will have an assessment done. And then, according to her assessment and her medical conditions, the insurance will approve her for weekly hours. And according to the hours that they approve, you'll be able to clock in and work and get paid for that amount of hours that they approve.
Do you know how much do they charge for an hour?
Like charge the patient?
Yeah, no, the caregiver, I mean, the hourly pay, so.
The pay. It depends how many hours they will approve.
Oh, okay.
It depends on the hours. So first you will need an assessment done, and then they'll approve hours, and
yes.
then we could see the regarding the rate.
Okay, I see. No problem.
So we can help you. So let me just confirm. Her first name is Mary, which is M-A-R-I-E.
Yes.
And her last name is two separate words, Marcial Romu.
It's two last names, so Marcialle Romulus, Romulus.
Oh, okay. It's for some reason they stopped at Romu. Okay, on Medicaid.
Yeah, they do it too in her Medicaid. Yeah, they call it.
Okay, so it's Romulus. Okay.
Yes.
And you're the point of contact to reach to
yes.
you for any? Okay, and what's your number?
215-827-6067.
6067, and you're the daughter?
Correct.
And your name is Sophia, you said?
Yes.
S-O-P-H-I-A?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any number I can add a file or just your number?
No, this number.
Just this number, okay. And this is the first time you're saying that she's applying for the home care, right?
and Pennsylvania, because we just moved. We had it in Connecticut, and now I moved to Pennsylvania and trying to get a new one.
Okay, got it. Okay, no problem. So can I get the address, Mary's address?
1626 Boone Way, B-O-O-N-E, Way, W-A-Y, Lansdale, PA, 19446.
19446?
Correct.
Okay, so it's 1626 Boone Way.
Yes.
Okay, Lansdale, PA 19946. And that's in Montgomery County. Okay. Are there any minors in the home?
No.
No kids. Okay, and you'll be the caregiver as well. So I got your number, 215-827-6067. And what's your last name? I got your Sophia.
Romulus, R-O-M-U-L-U-S.
Okay, so you got the same last name. Okay, does Mary have any medical conditions that we need to be aware of?
No.
She doesn't have, okay. Okay, so I'll give you a number where you could call to start to schedule an assessment.
Will it be in person or Zoom?
I think they sent someone down in person.
Okay.
Yeah, but first you could take the number and you could schedule the first assessment. So that's the first step with the process.
Okay, so I have to call to schedule?
So you could call, but once I have an assigned, I'll have assigned a enrollment coordinator, they will help you with the process. But the first step is if you could call when you have a chance, that would be the best so we could get it started.
Okay.
So are you ready for the number?
Yes.
Okay, it's 877 550 4227.
Okay. What is the name?
It's a broker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you just let them know that you want to schedule the assessment.
Okay.
Okay. And then, okay, just give me another few minutes. I'll see if I have someone available so they could take the call.
This is dead insurance.
GNC holiday event. Current eligible GNC lessees can get the full mileage based on the Sierra elevation for around $279 per month. We are professional grade.
Time moves back. See you soon. Find the perfect way to slow down with the people you care about most. Book a last minute for the holidays and save over $390 with Turbo.
You know what's even messier and more dramatic than reality TV? What? Bye! There was a last minute game when he touched them to hit my camera. That sounds better. Nothing's better. Your bigger payout.
Sorry, just give me another minute or two. And you said you recently moved from Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I got all the information for now, and then I have Abigail, she's an enrollment specialist available, and I'll transfer you over to her, and any further questions, she will be able to assist, and she will be able to tell you exactly with the process and whatever. She will keep you updated with the process.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll have the call transferred now, and again, she'll be able to assist with any further questions. Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.